My first kiss was when I was 14. I was on holiday with my mom and my dad in Guernsey.
Life is a journey full of firsts. As a child, you take your first step, you say your first word, and you attend your first day of school. But the blushes and the giggles raised, and I'm only talking about the lads now, when your first kiss is mentioned, shows that this first holds a unique place in everyone's memory. So, this I dedicate to you, Neville Farrell, my first kiss, down the fire escape of the Druid Theatre when I was 15.
My first kiss with a man happened when I was just about to turn 18 and I'd gone to the gay club in Oxford. It was the first time I'd gone out, proper gay clubbing, and I went with a load of people from work.
My first kiss, I was at Watford Swimming Pool, which is like a big water port, big water park with like water slides and all that, coming up near the rapids, and the rapids like pull you around the rapids, and some girl looked at me and she said, "I want you."
We just went for a little walk and we were walking along the beach. And it was gorgeous. It was all dark and some of the stars were out, but then it started to cloud over, which was a bit crap.
I remember it's got like really big lips and really like wet. So they're coming towards me with this like, you know, fish kind of lips.
I kind of thought he'd be all rough and a bit kind of, "I'm a man, I will snog you and it'll be scary and I will give you this double rash like you wouldn't believe." But it wasn't actually, it was really soft.
He went to kiss me and I was really, really nervous. And basically slobbered all over me and I was mortified.
And of course I suddenly get this tongue stuck down my throat and it's such a shock that I put my jaws together and bite his tongue.
And it was awful. I was absolutely petrified. I was on his bed, he was on top of me, had the worst smelling breath in the world and had lots of stubble and it just scratched my face to hell really.
And it was all very nice. Very lovely, until I heard him swallow and it made me realise that I needed to and I couldn't work out how.
And he was very mindy because he was chewing gum.
It was weird, but it was exhilarating.
I think one of the remarks was, he's a goldfish, or something like that.
It wasn't really nice though, it was just like loads and loads of wet, like you felt like half your face was just wet with someone else's spit.
It was like a messy snog, because they basically turned around to this guy that they knew and said, "Look, this is the first time Alan's come out, would you mind just giving him a kiss?"
But I was mortified. I didn't kiss anyone for years after that.